耶和华呀，我的心仰望你，我的神啊，我素来依靠你，求你不要叫我羞愧，不要叫我的仇敌向我夸胜，凡等候你的必不羞愧，唯有那无故行奸诈的必要羞愧。耶和华呀，求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
Let's read together Psalm 25, verse 25 of David to you. O Lord, and lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wont only treacherous. Make me to know your ways, Lord. Teach me your path.Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long.
来，我们现在看第二处的圣经，在加拉太书，加拉太书第六章第七节到八节，六七八，加拉太六七八。
The next scripture is from Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 8.
加拉太书第六章第七节到第八节。请听神的话语，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。训作情义撒种的，必从情义收败坏；训作圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 to 8, please hear the word of God. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows,that will be also he reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
感谢神的话语，神的安慰。
Thanks be to our God for his word.
接下来是正道的时间，以谭英传道在我们中间正道，牧师需要介绍。
Scripture is from Minister Tai Ying Lee. The pastor will have a
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
夜天难得为，为用的比热线。夜天难得为，为用的比热线。Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemy triumph over me.爱我们的天父，我们祈求你。
Oh, Father, gracious Father, we pray to you.
求你自己真理的灵、启示灵、悟性的灵亲自来赐下来。
Let the Spirit of truth, Spirit of revelation, Spirit of understanding bestow upon us.
求你浇灌保罗的灵，加倍来浇灌我们。
Please pour upon us the Spirit you pour upon Paul.
求你浇灌大卫的灵，加倍来浇灌我们。
The Spirit you pour on David.Double portion on us.
求你浇灌摩西的灵，加倍来感动我们。
Pour on double portion of the Spirit pour upon Moses.
求你自己五行血的作为，再一次作为在我们身上。
Please, the work you have done on the Pentecost again on us.
求你让我们心中真的是抬头不见一人，只见耶稣基督。
That is our heart looking up to you, no one but Christ Jesus.
求
求你教导我们你至圣、至善、至真、至美的话语。
Oh, please teach us your truth, beauty, and goodness of your word.
求你让我们听听得明白。
So let us hear with understanding.
求你让我们看看得见。
Let's see and be able to see.
求你让我们心回转过来。
Let us return to you.
我们回转过来，你就得着荣耀。
When we return, you receive glory.
我们就能够不偏左，也不偏右。
That we may not by side.
我们就不站在这一边，也不站在那一边。
You do not either be this side or the other side.
我们就知道这是正路，我们要行在其中。
We know that this is the right path. We'll be on it.
求你自己亲自对我们说话。
Please speak to us.
求你用耶稣基督的宝血遮盖我们。
Please cleanse our sins with this blood.
求你让我们守节信心来登耶和华的山。
Oh, please help us with clean hands, pure.
求你让我们干干净净的来听你自己对我们的话语。
Let us be clean and hear your words.
听我们祷告呼求。
Oh, please listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我今天想跟大家分享一个题目，叫做 Being wise and excellent. 做一个卓越的人，做一个有智慧的人。
Today I would like to share with you a topic that's being excellent and wise.
为什么我们要分享这个题目呢？
Why I choose a topic?
因为做一个基督徒。
Because being a Christian.
从你因信称义，刚被耶稣基督宝血洁净，刚重生得救之后。
From the time you've been sanctified, you'll be justified with the blood of Jesus Christ.
你的人生里面，你会面临到很多的困难。
In your life, you will meet with many, many difficulties.
在这些困难当中。
In these difficulties,
可能是人际关系上的
maybe in personal relations,
可能是工作的
maybe in work,
可能是、不管是家庭不管是柴米油盐酱醋茶
no matter the difficulty in your home family life because your daily activities
反正你信耶稣之后你一定会肯定有一些所谓的困难啊痛苦了、啊
Well, it is true that even after you become a Christian, you'll come across many difficulties in many walks of your life.
在我们人生里面，并不是因为你信耶稣之后，你重生得救之后，所有的事情都顺顺利利。
It's not that after you become a Christian, everything will be rosy in your life.
我们被神呼召要结出圣灵所结的果子。
We're called to bear the fruit of the Holy
Spirit. 这个就叫做 excellency, 基督徒的卓越，基督徒卓越的生命，基督徒的美德。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit is what we call being excellent, being wise.
我们需要在人生各样的事情上有敬虔的智慧。
We need to have a holy wisdom in all walks of life.
神许可那些困难发生在我们的眼前。
God allows difficulty happen on your way.
但是关乎生命和敬虔的事情，他都已经赐下来指教了我们。彼得前书、彼得后书都有这样的教导。
But God has given us that with to devotion and to be holy, God has given to us in the first and second Peter.
因为神许可，神使用那些我们认为的困难。来雕塑我们的生命，雕塑我们的形象，能够有基督馨香之气，能够像他的样式。
God allows us with so-called difficulty in our way in order to shape us, to model us, to be like the conformers to Christ Jesus.
所以当那些事情发生的时候
，So in this, when happening all these things,
他会对我们来说有一个正面的教导的作用。
On the positive side, there will be a teaching lesson in a moment.
如果你的反应是敬虔的、合乎圣经的
，If your response are holy and biblical,
事后一定会结出一个果子，让你被证明出来。
You'll bear fruits and testify.
是一个非常有智慧、非常 excellent、非常卓越美德的人。
Through this trial, testify in being a wise and excellent person.
可是常常处境就把我们内心显明出来。
But contrary situations oftentimes manifest what in our hearts.
你到底是站在上帝那边
？Are you standing on the side with God?
还是站在你自己那边
？Or on your own side?
人生的困难
，or the difficulty of your life.
当我们去面对它的时候
，when you face these difficulties.
如果你有敬虔的反应
，if you have a holy response.
你会去克服这个困难。
You will overcome this difficulty.
你会用真理的话语去克服它。
You will overcome with the word of wisdom.
可是大多数人不是这样子的反应。
But most of us do not react this way.
当我们选择不敬虔的反应的时候
，When we choose not holy response,
那个后果
，the
伤害到我们自己
hurt us,
伤害到别人
others,
然后就是真的中文有一句话叫做亲者痛仇者快
so we just make the saying you know that
make your teammate cry, make your enemy laugh and joy 这个叫做亲者痛仇者快
anyway the unholy response will make the enemies happier
当我们面对困难的时候
when we looking at the difficult
一般来说大概有这三种心态三种反应
we respond with three kinds of attitudes
第一种反应
the first response
大概就是一种逃避
is a kind of escape
一种逃避
Is escape?
这种逃避是什么意思呢
What does it mean?
就是说你面对困难的环境
It's when you come across difficult situations
当你面对环境困难的 环境的时候你就像图中里面讲你想要找一个容易的出路
It's just like a picture you're looking for an easy way out
这容易的出路永远都不是上帝的心意
The easy way out is never God's plan for you
诗篇讲说这事若出于神我就默然不语
The psalm says, if this is from God, I will say nothing.
I will be silent before my Lord. My heart is silent, is quiet.
我的心在主面前默然无语。
可是我们最容易会做的事情。
But our impromptu.
我们总是从我们应该有的那种反应逃脱。
We always escape from what we're supposed to respond.
因为如果要尽情的反应，是很伤脑筋的。
Because holy response
要付代价的
it costs
要流血甚至流汗、流汗甚至流血
it takes effort sometimes sweat sometimes even you have to ready
所以呢没有人喜欢用这种这种所谓的尽血反应大家都是用最简单的方式
so most of us you know take the easy way out
最简单方式的人背后是有根源的问题的
those who take this easy way out has behind has a root issues
可能是贪爱舒服啦贪爱享受啦
maybe opt for comfort opt for enjoy
当神要打掉我们心里面很多东西的时候
when God wants to strike out all the hard things
我们抓住不放
we cling on to what
我们没有一个有神的意识形态
we do not have a present Lord
我们把上帝忘记了
we forget God
然后我们是人跟人之间的冲撞
So we face to face with,
甚至我们拿神的话彼此来抵挡。
Even we, attack with.
做丈夫就是说，哎，你做妻子应该顺服我。
The husband said to the wife, you know, you obedient to me.
这是圣经上的话。
This is from the word of God.
做妻子也说，你应该爱我，为我舍己。
The wife says to the husband, you ought to love me, you know.
所以两个人就在意见上针锋相对，相持不下。
So they fight against each other with the word of God.
是有这个可能性。
It's possible happening.
因为我们不想要对付我们里面那些东西。
Because we are not willing to deal with.
为此培植我们的就是神，神在培植我们的生命，预备我们将来的生命能够到天上去，穿上不是人手所造的房屋，但我们不愿意。
For this is the way God molded so that in the heavenly. We will be put on what is not made from our hands.
所以当困难来的时候
，But when difficult come your way,
那是一个时刻，是神要拆毁我们心中偶像的时刻。
It is a time God strike down the idols in your heart.
我等一下会告诉你什么是我们的偶像。
I will tell you what our idols.
可是我告诉你，我们通常都不知道，我们以我们信耶稣的没有偶像。
But often times we are ignorant about the presence of idols.
所以当困难出现的时候呢，我们不愿意去按照圣经之道来面对。
So when people come our way, we often do not choose to deal with.
你从这个困难你就跑掉了，想要找一条最容易的出路。
So we avoid this difficulty using other ways.
可是你会发现，等你跑到另外一个地方的时候，那个地方你又面临到同样性质，但是是不同的人事物的困难。
So you realize when we switch from this difficulty to the other difficulty, you come across the same difficulty, even though it manifests in different ways.
你说这个老婆不好
our wife is not the best.
跑掉了，不要她了，离婚了。
So I divorce her.
我再娶另外一个。
Marry to another girl.
我告诉你，相同的根源问题没有解决。
I'll tell you, the root of problem are not away.
那么你再娶另外一个，他还是带来相同的根源问题。
So the girl you married will bring the same set of problems.
因为他不是你的根源问题。
Because your wife is not the root problem.
你的根源问题是在你自己里面。
Your root problem are within your own heart.
你有没有换一个老婆？
Don't think you change one.
换一个老公。
Change husband.
哦，换一个孩子。
Or change your job.
换一个工作。
Or change your work.
换一个老板，换一个同事。
Change your boss. Change your co-worker.
啊，换一个会众。
Change congregation.
哦，换一个牧师。
Change pastor.
哦，我离开这教会。
Or leave this church.
哎，我不在这里了。
I'm not here.
啊，那我就没问题了。
Problem free.
可是我告诉你。
But I tell you.
娶另外一个老公，嫁另外一个。嫁另外一个老公，娶另外一个老婆。
Marry to another husband.
生另外一个孩子。
Or another a wife or bear another child.
换另外一个老板，换另外一个同事。
Change your boss, change your coworker.
换另外一群会众，换另外一个牧师。
Change your congregation to a pastor.
你会遭遇到相同的处境。
You will meet with the same set of problems.
因为那样的问题是从你心里来的。
Because those problems coming from you.
你到哪儿，那个问题跟你到哪儿。
Wherever you go, the problems go with you.
所以你不解决，你用逃避的方式。
No, therefore if you do not solve the problem, if you escape.
如果你是神所拣选的人。
If you are called by God, truly.
那您就等着瞧好了。
Then you will see.
因为等你跑掉的时候，那个处境会 harder and harder, 更加的困难，强烈度更加的强烈。
当你 逃脱的时候 if you escape, you really come to a situation that really harder and harder.
然后你知道吗？神从来不会让你就这么轻轻易从他的手里逃脱掉。
You know, God never just let you go like this.
因为神爱你，神兴起这个环境来培植你。
Because God loves you, God raised up the situation in order to mold you.
所以呢，你这种逃脱的人啊。
So if you escape,
神要针对你的根源问题。
God will deal with your root problem.
直到你肯下定决心去流汗流血来处理你自己的根源问题。
Until you make a resolution that you want to sweat,
请你注意，是处理你自己的根源问题。
With your own heart issue,
不是处理你老婆，不是处理你老公，不是处理你老板，是你自己的。
But your own problem.
所以第一种人逃脱了。
So the first kind of people escape.
还是面临困难。
They will face the same problem.
第二种人
the second type of response.
他就觉得啊，反正流血流汗都没有用。
Well, because it really doesn't have any consequence for
you. 那既然都没有用，
it is,
那算了。
There's no use at all.
而这困难那么的困难。
So difficulties are that difficult.
上帝好像不存在。
Well, God,
祷告了一天，祷告了一个礼拜，祷告了一年，好像上帝没做过。
A day, a week, a year.
啊，算了算了算了。
It's as though God's not there. Well, let's.
那就在那个山谷下。
So let's stay in the valley of the mountain.
看大家都怎么做。
So let's see as.
那我也怎么做？
How people respond.
然后自己还很愁苦的说：“我是人在江湖，身不由己。”
Maybe we'll just tease ourselves because we're in.
你就在那里躺着说：“我没办法，我没办法。”
Because we're put into situation is because we can do anything, so just.
你被这个世界吞没。
You are swallowed by the world.
但是因为你是基督徒。
But because you're Christians.
你心里面很清楚知道。
Your heart know clearly.
自己是基督徒，活得跟一般人没什么两样。
You're Christian, but you with no difference.
好无力哦。
Well,
没有希望，没有盼望。
It's no hope, no hope.
Powerless, helpless, hopeless.
我们也没有帮助，也没有希望。
所以呢，你自己呢就没有平安，没有喜乐。
So there is no peace, there is no rejoicing.
可是我告诉你
，But I tell you，
在神的家中
，In God's home，
神自己所亲自拣选的人
，Those who chosen by God，
他们一定会立志遵守神的话，去征服，去克服那一座困难的巨山。
They will from their hearts be willing to overcome the difficulty mountains.
这样的人是走窄路的人。
Those are people who walk into the narrow door.
而且这样的人是少数人。根据耶稣在马太福音讲的撒种的比喻，只有四分之一这样的人。
In the parable that Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, there's only 25% of people that choose to walk the narrow path.
这样的人才真正是重生得救的人。
Those are the really born again Christians.
如果你想要征服困难，
if you want to overcome the difficulty，
如果你想要面对困难的巨山，要有敬虔的反应。
If you face upon this high mountains of difficulty, you want to respond.
你需要有属灵的智慧，属天的智慧。
You must have spiritual wisdom and heavenly wisdom.
你一定要有 biblical wisdom， 因为没有圣经来的，圣经中启示的天上来的智慧。你有的那个智慧只会给你自己，给你的家人，给你在的公司，给你在的机构团体，甚至教会带来痛苦。
If you do not choose the biblical wisdom, the wisdom coming from you will only bring strife to your company, to your congregation, to your work, to your families.
Do harm to your families, to your friends around you, to the ones you claim that you love.你认为你爱他们，但是你确实在伤害他们。
你如果用事实的方法来做的话，你只是更痛苦地将来你的家庭、你的工作、你的教会。
所以我们需要有属天的智慧。
So we have to have the biblical wisdom.
才能在人际关系上。
So that we have a good interpersonal relations.
对人对神，我们才真正能够爱神爱人。
So we can really truly be loving God, a loving person.
我们为什么需要有属天的智慧呢？
Why we need biblical wisdom?
因为属天的智慧是让我们可以在这个地上可以结出一个卓越的生命来。
Because the biblical wisdom will allow us to bear excellency in our life.
否则你就是带来属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的，好像雅各书里面说的。
Contrary, you will bear fruits of corruption out of your flesh, just like the Epistle James.
属天的智慧，属灵的智慧可以帮助我们。
The heavenly and biblical wisdom will help us.
帮助我们去认识困难它的本质到底是什么。摆在我们面前这座困难的高山，它的本质到底是什么。
Help us to understand the essence of the difficulties.
而且它能够装备我们。装备我们，让我们能够去克服那座山，让我们可以开始爬山，让我们能够去征服它。
Moreover, the biblical wisdom will equip us with the right equipment to climb up the mountains of difficulties.
所以我们需要有属天的智慧。
So we need to have a heavenly orientation.
不是你自己的认为说什么叫做困难，什么叫问题。
Not from your own discernment.
而是从神的眼光来看，什么是我们的困难，什么是我们的问题。
But from God's perspective, what are our problems?
而且我们能够有很好的预备，很好的装备来开始解决问题。
So we may well equip with God's word in order to really solve the problem.
属天的智慧可以帮助我们分辨什么叫做问题，什么叫做困难。
Heavenly orientation will help us to really understand what is the real difficulty.
我们昨天下午在这方面有很深的解析。
In yesterday's workshop, we have deal quite depth.
你可以上网去听。
We can listen to.
我们在这里把它总结一下。
We will summarize what we said yesterday.
我们的困难，第一个，从亚当堕落之后，人们就是自我独立、自我充足、自我中心。
It's the actual fall of Adam. People are self-independent.Self-sufficient and self-focused, self-centered.
所以当你面对这个世界的时候
，So when we look at the world around us,
你是从非常自我的中心的这种角度
you
来看所有的事情
，from your center focus.
然后这个世界在用它的价值观、它的思想体系，一直在喂养、在雕塑你的心。
And the world feed you with the world trend and world wisdom. And world
然后魔鬼撒旦呢，也想要雕塑你。也想要让你像他的样子。
And Satan will also draw you to like Satan.
那我们是犯罪的人，得罪别人，那别人也是犯罪的人，他也会得罪我们。
So we are fallen creatures. We sin against people. Likewise, other people are fallen creatures. They will sin against us too.
当他们得罪我们的时候呢，我们就面临一个困难，就是要不要用相同的方式以牙还牙。
Very naturally, when we sin against, we naturally shall we.Two by two,
人生里面充满了其他各式各样的苦难痛苦。
Our lives full of other kinds.
比方说经济不景气，很多人下岗，很多人失业。
For example, for the economic recession, many people are out of work.
然 然后甚至呢，我们困难的环境跟顺利的环境也都是同样会给我们问题。
Well, not only difficulty with problems, but even with smooth environment will also bring us difficulties.
有钱呢，你也会担心被人家绑架、被人家偷、被人家抢。有钱呢，你就担心你有名了，人家都在看你，你就会做作。
If you have money, you see people are watching, or suspicious people will, you know, do something to you.
有钱呢，你就会骄傲，你就会依靠你的金钱。有能力的人就依靠你的能力，有口才的人就依靠自己的嘴巴。
When you have money, you depend on money. When you have ability, you depend on your ability. If you are eloquent, you depend on your eloquence.
你就不再是依靠神。
When you no longer depend on God alone.
这同样在神的眼中是大罪。
So in God's eyes, this is because you rely on yourself, not God.
你自己是 self-sufficient, 你自己是 self-independent, 你自己是自己做完，自己充分，自己够，就没有神把神踢出去。
When you focus on yourself, 你是自己 you are self-sufficient, you are self-focused, and you are self-glorified.
然后呢，你只是礼拜天来敬拜神。
So you just come to church on Sundays.
甚至你自己都不知道，你只是。像以赛亚书说的，耶和华神责备以色列说：“你们这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，但你们的心却远离我。”
Maybe you're not even aware. You're just like the Isaiah say, the prophet Isaiah to the Israel people. You Israelites, you worship me with your lips, but your heart away from me.
不但如此
，Not only this，
你会发现。它像一个铁三角哦，牢不可破，把我们紧紧的牢笼住。
You see the idol just like a triangle that lock us up.
这些困难呢，好像哇缠在一起，我们好像无可逃脱。
So those difficulties are just lock us up.
这个铁三角形成一个联盟。
There are allegiance of these three triangles.
一个就是。我们有我们想要的，不管我们想要的是人、是事情、是名声、是被人家肯定、被人家接纳、是爱情、是金钱、是名利、是权势，这些都是我们的偶像。
Okay, we are seek after whatever is reputation, the acceptance, the approval, or whatever that become the heart, the idols of the heart.
这些偶像是你心中紧紧抓住的。
Those are the idols that are.
他都向你招手，很迷人的，来呀、啊，来呀、啊。
The idols are calling.
他是很迷人的。
The idols.
否则你不会对他就像叫叫叫就叫过去的。
Because idols attract, that's why you're very easily allured.
不但如此，我们心中说我要，我还要，我现在就要。
Not only the idols, but in your heart, I want, I want, I want, I want now.
所以你看啊、哦，自己的欲望再加上偶像的迷人，哎呀，这两个力量真大呀。
So because of you want and the enticement of the idols, those two are big forces.
我跟你说，如果没有偶像，但是你心里还有啊。那你心里要的时候呢，魔鬼撒旦就会推你一把。撒旦是支持你去要你想要的。
So even though you do not have idols because you desire, Satan will entice you to go for, go for your idols, go for your own desire.
撒旦是用什么来迷惑我们？
What are the tools of things that Satan allure people?
撒旦又怎么利用偶像来向我们发出招手来迷惑我们呢？
How Satan utilize your idols to entice you?
我们自己又怎么会被这样牵引诱惑呢？
How do we be enticed and straight away?
我告诉你，这个铁三角的每一个领域都是在向你召唤。
So the triangles, his triangles is actively calling on to you.
Lies, 谎言。
谎言 calling you with lies.
他们都不是真理。
They're not true.
我要别人给我的肯定。
I want the affirmation from people.
啊，老板，你今天竟然朝我鱿鱼，说我表现不好。
Oh, my boss laid me off because I don't.
我没有金钱的忧虑。
I do not have
我家财万贯
I have lots of wealth.
但是我在你这小公司竟然被你 lay off 我觉得很丢脸
But even I'm lay off by the small company I lose my face
不行我一定要 fight back
我要
老板你凭什么你凭什么帮我炒鱿鱼
so,
我哪里做得不好
why do you lay off why do
那当你讲东的时候我就说可是老板你西的部分你自己也做得不好啊
So if my boss comes to me with, you know, what you are deficient in A, I always talk about master.
当你要别人给你肯定的时候
in area, when you want people's affirm,
你就最不能接受的就是别人给你的拒绝。
So you cannot receive
别人给你的那种说你不好。
The people say negative upon you.
如果我们这种讲道翻译的很希望你们的肯定的话。
In our preachers like Pastor,
撒旦也会说你知道吗你讲得很好哎、欸、他们如果说你讲得不好是他们的问题哦。然后呢这个偶像就是被人家欢迎那种景色哦向你招手你就好高兴哦。所以你就会发现这三方面都是用谎言在欺哄你。
Three triangles, they entice you with lies.
如果别人不接受你
If, people do not
你就死定了
die,
你是世界上最糟糕的没有存在的意义跟价值
then you have no hope, you have no
那怎么办呢
value to
be 不行我一定要争我一定要要到他
What I do, then I have to fight back.
所以每一次一碰到这种处境
so every time I come across this kind of situation,
就是别人说我讲得不好
is that people say I speak
别人把我炒鱿鱼
people lay me off,
我就受不了
I cannot take it.
这时候如果我作为一个基督徒 你的表现就很伤心很难过很生气很暴躁很 depression 很抑郁症很暴躁抑症不管你的表现是什么
even a response with all kinds of anxiety depressed or unhappy whatever
路加福音六章四十三节到四十五节说恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来我们从他树上的果子就可以看出他的根源了
In the Gospel of Luke chapter 6 verse 45 and so on, that the evil person out of their hearts that bear evil fruit, and we can see from the outward, we can see what is the heart.
所以我看你在那边跳脚，我看你在那边 depression， 我就知道你里面已经听进了谎言。你说你是基督徒，但你没有真理，你相信了魔鬼撒旦跟你的欺哄，你相信你心里面的欲望，你相信了那个偶像你要追求的那个东西。
So when even though you're Christian, but from your response, your anxiety, from your complaint, from your murmuring, I know that you are being
我们需要有智慧来分辨这个铁三角，这个谎言构成的铁三角。
We must have a biblical wisdom to understand the Iron triangles.
大多数人在人际关系上都不会做这样的思考。
Most people do not consider this in our interrelationship.
也许比较有属灵分辨能力人会说偶像，会知道有偶像。
Maybe only a few percentile people who are more.
也许也会怪罪魔鬼撒旦。
This is the idols.
但是从来不会反省自己说，哦，原来我是要那些东西。原来要不到我会有这种反应
So people, very people look into their own heart and be alert Wow, this is my heart, I'm in touch
不信我们来做一个实验
So let's take some experiment
你们当中谁是最被大家尊重的人
Among you, who is most respected
请给我一个名字
Please give me a name
讲人呢、啊、随便提一个人
among you who is more
respected 好
我还没
提好我就跟我的小姐妹稍我们来讲我讲什么你就马上反应不经思考马上反应回应稍你真的是下山了我告诉你不要来跟我了
OK I'm telling you OK
干净了
leave me alone
好他回应是什么
What is your response
我已经告诉你下山了、啊、你没有一个过得了这一关的
So I tell you you are not able to pass this test Go
你的反应是什么
What is the response
你的反应是什么
What is the response
我想
跟你但你下山了你没有资格来跟我
I want to follow you
你想你不好你学习这叫狗屁
You don't have a qualification
你那么属灵吗
You're not spiritual.
而你不属灵，你为什么不真实的反应
？You're not spiritual. You do not respond correctly.
太难了。
好，反过来。
Okay, let's change the role.
讲真实的。
Oh, let's tell the truth.
讲真实的哈。你认识我，你就 pick out 我们过去发生的真实的事情。换你对我。
So Lina, now you know me for many years. Tell me.
你为什么讲话那么快
？Why you speak so fast？
那从小就是讲话那么快啊。
Because I need to translate.
对啊，请你翻译快一点，我们时间不
够。I need to translate faster.
常常要发脾气呢。
Why you lose a temper？
是啊，可是我有很多其他的优点，但是发脾气没那么厉害吧。
Because I still have many good points, even this temper is not that bad.
你
老师
就要哭。那因为分数如果没有很高的话，那很不好受，所以会哭啊。
Because if the score is not good, this is not good, so I cry.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
如果今天这个角色互换。
If we change the role.
我们这样讲说你下三滥，哦，你哇太无理了。你就觉得说啊，你怎么可以这样说我？
Well, how can you tell me this way?
你说我，你就等于是上帝把我判了死刑。
所
以你就听信了谎言。
You believe in the
敬虔的反应应该是这样子的。
In the godly response should be like this.
如果你说我不好，
you say something I'm not good.
我就心里挤出来。
But please tell me what.
那你举的那些例证。
Examples,
我绝对不要这样说。
I will never say that this.
好，伦倩，我那天之所以发脾气，是因为我那天工作很累，然后呢，你又不挑我心情好、工作很轻松的时候来跟我交流，那谁晓得你踩到我的铁板？所以呢，我那天是因为我很累，所以我才脾气不好。这时候就是我听信谎言。
You chose the time.
我已经不是因信称义。
So.In response, using excuse means that I believe in lie. I'm not justified.
You are not justified by faith.
我不是因信称义。
你是神学上知道因信称义。
You know that justification.
实际上你活不出因信称义。
But you cannot live out justification.
因信称义的意思就是说我很不好，我下三滥。因为老亚当的关系，所以我不好，我下三滥。
The true meaning justification by faith, because you realize you are no good.
我是 total depravity, 我是完全败坏的人。然后你现在说我不好，我本来就是不好。
So、
但是靠着耶稣基督保守，我被赦免了，所以我现在是神的儿女。
But because the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm saved and children of God.
但是呢，我还没有完全成圣。
But I'm not wholly sanctified.
我已经跻身在圣徒的行列当中。但我还没有完美嘛。但是正在我身上做工 ，making me perfect, making 正在进行，所以现在还不完美嘛。
So,
神借着你来提醒我。
But God used you to remind me.
才你为什么脾气那么不好？为什么那么气
？So why you lose temper? Why you so big temper?
对呀、啊，那我下次改进吧。
Yes,
我现在就是这样。
I will admit that.
你看你上次开车，你那个德行啊，对呀、啊、对呀、啊，那我下次早点出来。
I admit.
这叫做因信称义。
So this is justification.
因信称义抓住的是上帝的荣耀、上帝的救恩、上帝的拯救。
Justification is to grab the God's salvation, God's promise.
不是我的行为，我的好行为，我要别人称赞我，我要别人说我好。
It's my own work, my own praise, my own merit.
在我们威斯敏斯特教圣经辅导学的老师。
In Biblical Council in Westminster,
Paul Tripp 曾经讲过这么一句话。
Paul Tripp said this.
他说、哦、在我教导的这个 Biblical Counseling 里面，我们都教人家怎么样去帮助别人，怎么去跟人家互动。
In my career, we always teach people how to be.
那些台下呢，来已经做牧师的，跟将来毕业就有年轻的传道人呢，年轻的神学生实习传道，将来要去牧会的人，就一副那种，是啊，我们要学这个，我们学这个就是为了将来要牧会，要牧养这些羊，要帮助那些羊。
So those students respond, "Yes, I learned this in order to shepherd my children well."
然后 Poetry 就讲说 No, 你们是先 deal with your own heart. 你们先处理你们自己心。
No, it's not your
self
first.
然后那些神学
生
呢，那就包含我们在内了。
So the student including me.
就觉得说我们很好，我们很不错啊，我们懂得一大堆。圣经上的、神学上的，有什么这些会众比得上我们呢？
We're very good, you know, we're better than the congregation.
可是 Portrait 就讲说，在我教书的生涯，在我牧会的生涯当中
，In the career of teaching and pastoring，
那些神学生毕业，甚至神学生或毕业，或甚至将来做了很有名的牧师，那些人，他们生活上是有问题的。他们不懂得怎么样把他们所认识的神的伟大、神的救恩、神的荣耀，真正活在柴米油盐酱醋茶当中。
They do not know how to live the manifest of God, God's glory, God's wisdom, God's word in the daily life.
他们有很多的知识。
There are many knowledge.
但是知识使人自高自大。
But knowledge puff people up.
当时我们这些神学生在台下。
So we students are in.
都很不服气。
Not,
然后我们的不服气
buying,
我们老师说你们的不服气就证明了你们的知识是你们自高自大你们还不自知
you're not buying, just testify you were talking
up. 真的
It's true.
偶像借着谎言我们里面的欲望借着谎言魔鬼撒旦借着谎言在欺哄我们
I don't see your heart in our desire and Satan use lies.
所以你需要有属天的智慧来破除那些谎言
So you have to have heaven wisdom in order to
就像我们昨天下午讲你的心思意念必须要以神的话做根基的
Your heart and mind must be rooted in God
那可是你说你们神学生你们牧师你们神学院的老师我是神学院的老师那你们不是也是神的话都拿神的话你们不是神的话用神的话做基础吗可是你们都用神的话彼此攻击
But you say that in the pastor you know God's word very well but you use that as a tool to attack one another
所以我们讲内心不是只有神的话思想部分还有情感
So God's word is not only God's word also our
emotion 你的内心你只是知道神的话但你的情感并不喜欢神的话
Even though you know the knowledge but your emotion
我们在座的弟兄姐妹你不要告诉我说你很喜欢神的话
brothers and sisters do not tell me you love the word of God
甚至我们心里面还有一个意志选择的能力你不要告诉我说你意志上选择顺服神
Don't even tell me that in your heart you emotionally
是的你的思想充满神的话
Yes you may have
但你情感上不喜欢他你选择上你没有选择神的话
Your emotion do not choose the word of God
不信的话我们再做一个实验
We'll try an experiment
看到没有我打他下去他不是说、哦、你打我右肩膀我左肩膀吧圣经上是这样教导的嘛这意思就是告诉你哇你打我那一刹那我很生气的
When you hit me, I'm very angry.
我为什么很生气
How do I angry?
因为我的认定
Because I come in my heart.
如果我做错事
I do something wrong.
那你处罚我我没话说
When you punish me, no, that's fine.
那你无缘无故打我
When you hit me wrongly,
你凭什么
What,
这是我应得的权利被你尊重
It is my right to be respected by you.
更何况是你这个年轻人来打我老人家你有道理吗而且你还用了 public 公众场合这样讲到的时候明明的羞辱我哦这个面子你看到没有所以他马上的反应就是我跟你讲这就是日常生活我们真实的反应我们知识上知道神的话你打我右脸我就左脸被你打意思是说你羞辱我 你使我得委屈我的公道在神那里所以我不在乎因为你一直羞辱我所以你要羞辱就羞辱吧因为你羞辱我就证明你这个人是下三滥可是因为我们听信了谎言我们就不认为因信称义了我们就想靠自己的行为来争取说我是对的你凭什么打我我们真的需要圣灵我们真的需要真理我们需要的不是知识的灵而已是真理真理是活的是让我们活出来的我们需要是那个对神那种爱到一种程度是被他的爱得着那种可以用神的眼光来看所有人事物
We need to have a fear that we've been loved by God We've been loved by God
你要征服困难
When you overcome
the difficulty, 你需要有智慧来明辨这一切的话。
You need a wisdom, you need to discern all these lies.
而且你需要有智慧来装备你自己。
You need a wisdom to equip yourself.
你看到没有？
You see that?
这个是从网站上抓下来的。
This is sample from.
我告诉你，我特别把那个价钱抓出来。然后让你看看那个价钱哦，如果没有discount有多贵。
If without the discount, how expensive are those items?
我不是在做登山设备的广告。
We are not putting ads for.
我们当中如果喜欢登山爬山的人
，Among you, if you are like mountain climbing,
你就知道这是你必备的装备。
You know this is your necessary.
而且这个还是好几十种中的几种而已。
This is only among the.
哇，那你看这个价钱很贵哦。
See the prices.
从五十几、八十几，哇，一百多，那真的是很贵哦。
$100.
同样的。
Likewise.
登山装备之所以昂贵，是因为它可以让你爬山的时候遇到状况可以 survive， 可以生存。
The reason they're expensive because they help you to deal with the situation when you come up with difficulty.
我们人生也需要有装备。
So we also need equipment in our life journey.
而且那些装备也很昂贵。
Those equipment are expensive as well.
比方说你很忙，你得把昂贵的时间拨一点出来。
You're very busy. You've got to.Set aside your expensive time.
比方说你很不习惯安静在那里
if you're not,
你得花很大自我节制把 cell phone 关掉把电视关掉要跪在上帝的面前安静祷告
you have to put a very expensive cost to turn off your cell phone turn off TV be quiet and pray before God
没有读经，没有祷告。
No reading the Bible, no praying.
没有属天的智慧啊！
You will not have wisdom from above.
你 handle 的只是你平常或者到神学院上课，或者主日学会听到，你只是用你那平常很模糊的知识。但是呢，正式要用的时候，因为他们很廉价，你又没有花时间去默想，他们不深，所以呢都很模糊，都是错误的应用。
So those spiritual wisdom you acquire.Commonly from listening to the preachers, they are inexpensive, they are loosely, and when they So you need to purchase those who are expensive, who are sturdy equipment to equip you.
Purchase the life-saving equipment to save your life.
你要花更多的价钱去购买一些就是一些设备这些设备来能够拯救你的生命
所以对我们来讲
so,
to us 我们需要有这些智慧来装备我们自己
we need to have this wisdom to equip us
那我这里呢给你非常廉价的装备
I will give you very inexpensive equipment
但是你得让它变成很 strong 很坚强的
But it is up to you to make them strong
第一个问题
The first equipment
你碰到的困难
The problem you face
你要第一个问自己的就是到底现在发生什么事情
You have to ask yourself What's happening
请问你现在正在经历的处境到底是什么
So what was I experiencing?
你正在经历的那个 circumstance 那个 situation 到底是什么呢
你要自己问自己你现在经历到底是什么样的事情发生
那个处境到底是什么你能够从神的眼光去明白吗
From God's word What is the situation you are facing now
我们做一个 biblical counselor 我们常常在处理教会的纷争教会的纠纷处理夫妻之间的纷争夫妻的关系处理人际关系
In my career as biblical counseling we deal with many problems conflict resolution in the churches and the families
那我跟你讲很好玩就是比方说妻子先来找我
So I tell you example when the wife comes to me
或这个会有先来找我
Or the member of my company
或像圣经讲的有阿爹先来找我
Or that your other units come to me first
然后就说老师啊我丈夫啊那个行多基啊，那个人啊，怎么地又怎么地。
They were just by mouth people that she talked to what and what.
我跟你说，真言书说那个谣言哦，就像那个美食深入人心。你第一个听的呢，你都很容易就相信它。
The book of Proverbs says that the lies are just that.
这是我们人性第一个弱点。
If you believe the first lie, and this is our weakness, our first nature.
然后等另外一方来讲另外一个故事的时候，你才说，嗯，是这样吗？是这样吗？你还
对
他打一个疑问号。
Come to you with different set of stories, so you know, oh, it's different.
然后人性的第二个弱点。
So the second weakness of your person nature.
在别的教会有一个姐妹哈，她跟她丈夫离婚了。
There's a scenario that
she's from Hong Kong,
speaking Cantonese.
她就讲哦。是这样，我学他的音调表情
给你听。
李老师，我跟你讲，我那个丈夫，我就是跟他婚姻就是处不来。那我很想，我们都去看了牧师做那个，甚至到外面去做基督徒婚姻辅导，可是他就是不愿意做那个心理医生给我们的作业，他都不要做啊。我知道他要跟我离婚，最后他就是不愿意啊。那我就一直跟他讲说我们要来做啊，因为我们要挽回我们的婚姻啊，但他就不愿意啊。后来我没办法了，他就跟我这样跟我耗耗，所以我最后就选择离婚。
Okay, she complained that I had many tried many times to invite my husband to be good counsel many times, but he refused. That's why I chose to divorce him.
Angry congregation did not catch up the spirit. The spirit is that the wife speaks very fast, very loudly. So my husband wants to divorce from me. 快一点，我怎么讲你就听。所以我第一个听到我就心想说。妈妈咪呀、啊，像你这样的外婆，难怪你的 husband 要 divorce from you。
So from her response, no wonder your husband is going to divorce because of your response。
一般人第二个弱点就是，如果看他那种表现，我们就会觉得哇，你那么强势，难怪嘛。
So the second response is that because he's so strong, no wonder。
我们就会说他错。
We easy to point her wrong。
可是我跟你讲，实际上我没选边站，我没站在她那一边，也没站在她丈夫那一边。她丈夫是非常尖的、非常柔和的人。但是那种冷酷杀手。
He is a killer with coolness.
Do you believe violence kills people, but gentle violence also do greater harm to people?Kill people too, T-O-O.
你相信暴力杀人，你相信就是很
温柔的暴力
也杀更多人。
嗯，就是这个样子。所以呢，你看他怎么画，你大概你的弱点就会说他不对。
So from her response, your second nature is
she. 这个就是火山型啊，我们就觉得他不对了啊。
So she's a volcano. We know that she's definitely wrong.
可是我告诉你，我们还有另外一个弱点。
We have the more weakness.
师母，我跟你说，我丈夫啊，就很难讨好他哎。反正他要吃牛肉面，我要吃海鲜面。最后呢，他都打我，他就是。
So you catch her response, her emotion will speaking as the essence. She's crying and complaining.
然后你就说，哎呀，你丈夫真是。该杀的天打雷劈啊，怎么可以这样子呢？你看怎么可以把我们这个小姑娘欺负得泪眼汪汪呢？
So your natural response is, well, this person must be very bad. How can he treat a beautiful girl that is like this way?
所以如果他在你面前都选自己对的部分来告诉你。
So if they choose only the side of their own storytelling,
然后都告诉你错的部分，别人的部分都是错的。
The
然后用一种可怜楚楚的样子。
And they will express with their, you know, the performance.
我告诉你
，I'll show you.
你也会站在他那边。
It's easy for you to stand on his side.
你信不信？这就是我人性的弱点。
This is the weakness of.
有一个彼得森牧师。
Eugene Peterson
他有一天在辅导一个姐妹，就是她丈夫有外遇等等等等，这个女人啊，就一百鼻涕一百眼泪哭啊哭，她在辅导她一次又一次啊。
Eugene Peterson was also a sister who comes to him all the time crying.
结果呢，有一天神哦透过圣灵来向彼得森说话。
One day the Holy Spirit came to Peterson.
他就说
said,
在你面前这个妇人是很可怜的受害人。
The woman before you is a very pitiful
victim. 因为丈夫对她很不好。
Because the husband treated her.
但同时她也是一个很可恶的罪人。
He is a very wicked person. Don't forget that.
所以你需要有属天的智慧。
You need to have heavenly wisdom.
当你要处理做 peacemaker 处理两边的人际关系，处理一个夫妻的问题、婚姻的问题等等等的时候
，When you need to handle the situations，
你需要有属天的智慧来明辨到底发生什么事。
You need to have a biblical discernment。
我跟你讲，丈夫要吃牛肉面，妻子要吃海鲜面，他们俩吵吵闹闹，真的只是为了牛肉面跟海鲜面吗？
If the husband wants the other noodle and the other kind of, is that only the noodle that's the problem?
不。
No.
那个是面子的问题。
It's only, it's
那是 power 权势的问题。
It's a power struggle.
那是谁要听谁，谁要尊重谁的问题。
Who is getting respect? Who is getting the authority?
只有当他们双方都是听神的话，都服在神的全能之下，都顺服神的时候，他们的问题才有可能在基督里真正的和平的解决。
If only both of them that's obedient to Christ's word, they will be dissolved.
所以第一个问题，现在发生什么事情？
So、
第二个问题
is what's happening among.
对正在发生的事情，那我的想法我的感觉是什么？
So what was I thinking and feeling as what's going on?
这个问题是让我们把我们的注意从我们的处境现在分开来，看看我们自己那颗心，我们心里面有想法的，有情感，有感受的，看看我们自己在想些什么，我们的感受又是什么。
So this question takes me my eyes away of the situation as myself. What is my feeling? And examine myself.
然后呢，你就会发现，从你的想法，从你的感觉、感受里面，你会生出反应的。
So from your thoughts, you will grow your response.
所以我的反应，我对这些事情，我的反应，我的回应到底是什么
？So what is my response to the situation?
这个属天的智慧帮助我们。
The biblical wisdom help us.
让我们可以看见你怎么去了解这个处境，了解发生的事情。
How to discern the situation.
其实就跟你的反应有很密集、连亲密、很密的关系。
It's a tightly coupled with your response.
然后你就发现你有所反应是从你的想法来的。
So your response is really coming from your thought.
所以你的想法真的是圣经上的真理做基础吗
？So your thought based on the biblical truth.
然后你会发现，当你反应的时候，
response,
你为什么会这样做呢？
How, why you come up with this kind of response?
你希望借着这个达到什么目的呢？
What is the purpose by your response?
其实这个问题就是把你内心的动机欲望把你表明出来。
This manifests your desire, motive, your heart.
我们的心总是在服侍一些人事物。
Our hearts always serve as a person.
我们的心在哪里，财宝在哪里，你真的就是这个样子的人。
Where is our treasure with our heart?
我们一生都是在找在做，因为我们想要得我们想要得的那些所谓我们认为很重要的很宝贵的。
In our life we do we seek we want to get something we think is very important.
所以你的眼睛你的鼻子你的耳朵你的嘴巴都在为那些而效力。
So your eyes your nose all work for what you want.
比方说我想要被别人接受。
For example I want to approve of people.
所以你误会我的时候。
So when you misunderstood me.
我拿我自己做例子。
Example,
从前从前
way back,
真的我就是这样的
哇
你竟然误会我
really,
我告诉你我不会直接来跟你谈的
I will not talk before you.
不跟你谈
no, I will not talk to you.
我就写 email,
I'll write an email
告全国同胞书
tell all the people I know
to tell the whole world
告全国同胞书
就告诉全世界的人这个有多坏有多坏我有多好多好其实这是我跟你之间的事情不是吗根据圣经上的教导那咱们俩应该先谈谈不来了我们再找第三者来帮助我们再不行我们就请在这个领域是专家的人来帮助我们所以你就会发现
So you see,
我为什么要这样做
Why I do this?
因为你羞辱了我
Because shame me
然后呢我以牙还牙我要羞辱你但我不当面羞辱你因为 你羞辱我一分我也还回去一分太小儿科了我要加倍的让全国同胞都知道你是什么样的人
I'll multiply and tell the whole people how bad you are
而且呢我要借着把我的问题呢摆在一边
Then I will
说出你的问题来
I will just take aside my
来证明我是对的人，我没问题，你才有问题。
With your own problem, you
可是我告诉你啊
you,
我这里如果是脏的
if I'm dirty here,
然后人家来告诉我说、哎、李台你这里脏了
told me you're dirty here,
我说师母有没有搞错你自己脏了你看你那里好大一块啊
yourself,
好像借着我告诉他他脏的比我大
Even though that,
我就不脏
He's more dirty,
然后我就会做这个就是我们信息上讲的 blame shifting 把那个责任啊推卸责任怨天尤人
blame shifting
所以你要被别人接受
Do you want to be accepted by others?
你就最不能忍受就是别人否定你。
So you cannot take the no from people. People reject you.
你不能 take no 的。
你不能被人家拒绝。
你知道吗？我以前是很了不起的人。
You know I'm a very, you know I'm very outstanding.
哪能容得下你这个 A B C 来 fire 我呢？我自己辞职。
I can't put up with, you know, A B C.
我在讲我过去。
My own spirit.
我第一个教会。
My first church.
那个跟一个同工处不好。
I was not dealing with my.
我就告全国同胞书。我就写信给牧师，说这个教会不好，我走了。
The church is not good, so I'm leaving.
可是我就收到我这个举动的后果。
So I read the consequences.
那时候我刚信主，后来我要读神学院，考神学院。
So I was just believer, and when I
went to seminary, 我所有的学科都是 excellent. 他们自己告诉我，黄子佼院长当时是华神的院长。
黄
师母亲自口试我，觉得我很好。
In the seminary entrance of Reverend Huang is the principal and
Caleb Huang.
Caleb Huang.
洛克教会的主任牧师
is the senior pastor of Robert's Church.
长话短说，我竟然没有被录取。
To make story short,
有一个华神校友去打听，一个牧师帮我打听为什么。
So a friend of mine looked into why.
我也不告诉你那个牧师是谁，因为大家圈圈都很小。结果是我的主任牧师说我。情绪不稳。
It is my senior pastor who said that I don't have stable emotions.
不会大事化小。
Is not able to make things.
不懂得解决人际关系。
You not know how to resolve interpersonal skills.
所以我说我当初的后果。
So I read the results.
我们想要财产，我们想要成就，我们想要某种生活的方式。
So when you want some, you know, lifestyle, some wealth.
你想要报复，你想要爱，你想要独立，你想要健康，这一些都会让你有某一些的反应。
You want to revenge, you want to love, you want to it causes you to respond.
你会用某种的方式，从你的环境，从你的人际关系里面，你会去取得这些你要的东西。
You will go all your ways to get what you want.
老公
，For example, I.
那当然，下面就有我要的东西嘛。
So here comes my friend.
你看你怎么那么笨啊？菜都烧不好。
How cool you are! You even cook a good dish.
我为什么要生气
？Why am I angry?
因为我从我的生气当中，我要得到一些什么。
Because all of my anger, I want to say something.
不管你用软的、硬的方式。
Even though you soft or hard ways.
你都是想要得到一些，你为什么那样做？你到底想得到什么？你要得的，在上帝眼里通得了上帝那一关吗？合圣经吗？就算合，就算那是好的欲望，请问那个时间表，你要不要服在耶稣基督的主权之下？我的老师威斯敏斯特教授这么说。
My professor was Mr. said.
Even the legitimate desires has to be under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
就是一个天才的想法也必须要降服在基督的主权下面。
你这个欲望是合理的，是正当的。他要成就的时间，他要成就的方式等等，也得服在基督的主权之下。
Even the desire is holy.But the timing of fulfillment and who is how is fulfilled is still under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
不是你自己的方式，
it's、
不是你自己的时间。
It's a long time.
然后你还需要问的最后一个问题。
The last question ask yourself.
到底这样做的后果结果是什么
？What is the consequence of my action?
其实你心里面的思想、心里面的动机，最直接的后果，那个后果是从你行为反应，你就可以看出来的。
So the consequence is all your actions.
然后呢，这个问题就是要你检查一下你心里面那个动机跟外面事情的后果彼此之间的 connection 连接。
So this question allows you to examine yourself. The consequence in your heart, the consequence happen outside. There's a tight connection.
其实这就是所谓的收割、收获或者投资。
This is what we call investment or cause and consequence.
第一个收获的心理。
So, investment heart.
请问你每天栽种什么？
So what do you reap what you sow every day.
那你收的也是从你所种的里面出来的。
When you reap what you sow.
你天天跟人家吵吵闹闹。
If you quarrel with people every day.
人家自然觉得跟你在一起很辛苦。
There will people who will naturally feel it's very hard to go.
你动不动就很想要面子。
You
人家不能说你不好。久了，人家就觉得得捧着你，哄着你，你知道吗？好受不了。我为什么不能 real person 真实的活呢
？So how can you be a good person to, you know, real person to live like how you are？
你种之后，你就会收。
When you sow, you reap。
第二个就是投资的心理。
We have the investment mentality。
这种投资的心态是你要知道，耶稣基督真的是这样做教导的。
So this investment mentality comes from the teaching of Jesus.
你的生命是你每一天你在投资，这个投资后果回报回来的一定会影响你。
Your daily investment is bring you the investment of who you are, and that's going to influence you.
我们每一天都在投资，我们每一天都从投资当中有回收。回收这个 reward 有正面的，有负面的。
You invest daily, and the return will influence you will be positive.
现在投资股票，我们都希望它回收的是 positive 正的，对不对？
Because invest in stock market,
都不喜欢是负的，对不对？
You don't lose your money in the stock market.
你是按照你先前的播种，你在收你自己的果子。
So reaping is based on your sowing.
你在得你投资的回报。
You gain what you invest.
所以，请你注意一下。
So pay attention to this.
你每天的思想。
Your daily thoughts.
你的感觉。
Your emotion.
你的选择。
Your choosing.
你的眼睛。
Your eyes.
你的耳朵。
Your ears.
你的嘴巴。
Your mouth.
你的手。
Your hands.
每天都在说什么，做什么。
What they doing every day.
你会收的。
You will reap from what you do.
你会收你的后果的。
You will do the consequence of them.
属天的智慧帮助我们有这些装备来明白困难。
Biblical wisdom equipped this wisdom in order to understand the difficulty.
来在平常读经祷告中装备自己。
In our daily praying and studying the Bible.
所以当困难出现的时候。
When difficulty comes up,
有一个很高山在我们面前的时候，
there is high mountain before us.
你可以立刻的、马上的、尽情的、勇敢的去攀登这一座高山。
You will be able to right away to climb the mountains.
当你很勇敢的去攀登它、要克服它的时候，
when you boldly climb up,
不要死在山上。
You die in the middle of the way.
你不要以为说哦，我有这个登山设备哦，我一定可以在那里 survive 回来哦。
Don't think because you have all equipment you will be successful.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
不一定。
Or not necessary.
你在这个过程里面。
In this process.
第一个行动要上去的时候。
In the first action.
要一直走到底的时候。
You need to continue to walk.
有那些平常的装备都还不够。
With all this necessary equipment, not necessary enough.
你要有属天的智慧把它用出来。
You need a spirit, heavenly wisdom to use it.
你现在到这个地步要拿这个工具，到那个地步要拿那个工具，拿错了会让你摔得粉身碎骨。
So in this situation, if you utilize this tool, if you misutilize the tool, that will cause you to fall down.
所以当你在攀登高山的时候，
mountains,
在解决人生的困难的时候，
problems,
请你注意
like, remember,
第一个你要不断的去操练有神的意识形态。第二个你碰到困难了，
Secondly, problems,
你要去知起耶稣基督已经得胜在十字架上破除了罪恶的权势，赦免了你的罪，魔鬼撒旦对你没有势力的。
You need to claim the victory of Christ Jesus who accomplished on the cross.
So this
has no power over you.
这一步爬上去跌倒了 okay.
So if you fall, okay.
因为基督得胜。
Because Jesus Christ has
triumphed. 他也能够帮助你走到
终点的。He will help you to climb up.
第三个，你一定要破除魔鬼撒旦的诡计。
You must discern Satan's allegiance.
不要听着他的谎言。
Do not buy into the lies.
如果人生中出现的状况，
if something comes on your way,
你要用真理来面对。
You need to solve with wisdom truth.
不要想要用自己的力量。
Do not rely on your own strength.
我们不是靠基督，我们不是靠马，我们是靠万军之耶和华的灵方能成事。
It's not because of power and your
你要穿戴全副的军装。
We need to call the whole armor of God.
要有真理。
The truth.
要有救恩。
To have a salvation.
要有公义。
To have righteousness.
要有福音。
Gospel.
要有信心。
Faith.
要有祷告。
To have praying.
这是以弗所书第六章讲的。
This is what.
所以魔鬼撒旦要吃你的时候。
When Satan devour you.
咬下去。咬的都是你的钢盔。
The Satan will make the steel.
所以撒旦的这个牙齿都会掉下来。
So the tooth will grow.
没有真理的人就会被吞噬掉。
The people have no truth will be devoured.
最后最重要的就是你一定要遵行神的旨意。
Lastly, most important is have to follow the will of God.
如果你不知道在什么状况下要做什么样的事情
，If you do not know how to do in any circumstance.
诗篇二十五篇讲得很清楚。
Psalm 25.
敬畏耶和华的人，耶和华一定会指示他当行的道路。
The people fear the Lord, the Lord will direct his path.
我必须要很诚实的说，在我辅导的这个生涯当中
，I must tell you, candidly,
大多数的弟兄姐妹基督徒，他们并没有真正遵行神的旨意。
The situation, the most people do not follow the will of God.
不是他们不懂神的话。
It's not because they do not know.
而是要他们撕下他们的脸，他们的面子，很难。
The problem is to let down their face.
我常常对跟我的同工门徒说这么一句话。
I often tell my coworkers.
请你让你那该死的自尊心死掉。
Let your self-respect die.
不是 self-respect, self-esteem.
Self-esteem.
世俗的人告诉你说，你那个自尊很重要，你可以做到，你很好。
Social psychology is your self-esteem is very important.
圣经里面从来没有这种教。
The Bible never tells you self-esteem is important.
Self-esteem, 自尊心，我们中文看成自尊心嘛，其实就是老亚当的自我。
So the self-esteem is really the old nature of Adam.
所以，请你让你那个老我死掉，该死的部分就死掉。
So that mortalize.
让你的骄傲死掉。
Your mortalize your pride.
让你不懂得怎么跟人家相处的那个不懂死掉。
Mortalize you do not know.
让你那种害怕别人拒绝你，害怕别人瞧不起你，死掉。
Mortalize you.
让你过去的那个人生的失败死掉。
Your past.
忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直奔。
Look forward.
当我们面对困难的时候
We deal with problems.
不要忘记了
Do not forget.
那是神把你从这个台阶要把你往上爬到另外一个高峰
It is God's purpose to lead you from this step to the
next. 你的生命必须一层一层的往上走
Your life must go up step by step.
现在在这里
Here.
神说差不多了
God said it's good for now.
养精蓄锐了
But
预备好了
trained,
然后一个事情就来了
Another situation come across you.
你失败了上不去。
When you failed.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
如果你是神所拣选的。
If you are God's chosen people.
你至终一定会到这里。
Eventually you'll climb up to the top.
你现在在这里。
Are you here?
神会继续不断的超
越。God will continue to work on you.
直到你完全顺服他。
Until you absolutely need to be.
放下你自己。
Let down yourself.
你才能过得了这一关。
Then you're able to overcome.
从第一层爬到第二层。
From the first step to the second step.
等到第二层了，喘口气了，哇，修养好了，神再叫你再爬到第三层。
God will ask you to climb the third step.
在我人生服侍神的道路当中。
In my career of serving the Lord.
那遭遇到的那种风风雨雨多得不得了。
The many storms coming my way, many many of them.
我发现认识我的人会心一笑。
I know many people who
因为他非常因为认识我所以同意我讲的话
so they will, 说
台艺你本来就是这样的难怪你人生风风雨雨不少
because who you are no wonder there's so many storms coming your way
那我是什么样的人呢
what kind of person am I
请允许我骄傲地说
so let me say proudly
我把那些牧师们我的同工们对我讲的话在我的嘴里念出来给你们听。
So I recite what my pastors, my followers.
哇，台英啊，你真是奇葩。
You are just like
specialties among the specialties.
You're a jewel, the crown jewel.
奇葩，没有人像你。
You're the crown jewel. No one likes you.
你是五千两的人。
You are people with 5,000.
甚至何哥说，给你一本圣经。
So I give you one Bible.
只给你三秒钟的通知。
I give you 3 seconds.
我们讲员今天生病不能来了。我们讲你今天生
活吗？ For some instance, the
请你从以赛亚书66章第一节到第五节跟我们讲一篇道。
Pretty sure it's from Isaiah books chapter 66.
只要不做 PowerPoint 的话。
If there's no PowerPoint,
就这样三秒钟通知我，我可以讲一篇好道给你听。
In short notice, 3 seconds, I'd be able to preach you a good sermon.
人生有一个状况了。
现在怎么办呢？
我告诉你。我只要三秒钟，我就说这样做一二三，而且是 perfect, beautifully, perfectly, 合神心意的。
I'll guide you in 3 seconds the perfect way of how to solve your questions.
那你知道怎么样成为这样的人吗
？Do you know how to become who I am?
就是你这种哦，那种骄傲，懂得那么多。又那么五千两的人呢，先把你磨一磨，磨到最后你伏在神大能的膀臂之下。
The first step is to trial you, mold you until you let go of yourself.
直到所有你神学上的知识，所有你的什么有组织教训练口才什么讲得非常好的，所有的所有，全部没有你自己，只有神。
Let go all your choir until obedient.
没有你自己的利益、好处，什么为自己的面子、为自己的掌声、为自己的钱财，没有你自己。
There's nothing in you.
这时候，你所出来的紧急状况所出来的一二三，一定是容神一人。
Until that time, the situation you propose will be God glorifying and helping people.
多给谁就像谁多要。
God who gives more will ask more.
依靠自己五千两的人。
The who rely on some 5,000.
自己觉得自己有的人。
Who feel you have more.
按照神的标准。
In God's eyes.
你就是没有的。
You have nothing.
所以我们每一个人，不管是一千两、三千两、五千两。
Even have 1, 2, or 5,000.
你都要爬到神给你定规的那个境界。
We all have to.Come step by step until the reach where the step out.
只要你选择顺服神。
As long as you choose to obedient to God.
真的没有自己。
Really, nothing in you.
你知道那个 Beat on my waiting 还有你们唱的那个补救十架，英文里面中文没有翻太出来，就是什么那种空虚的称赞，空虚的那种财富，空虚的名声那种我通通都放下，通通都没有，为了耶稣基督，什么都没有。
Just like he will be like my vision, the people's praise are empty.
你才是个卓越、有智慧的人。
Then you become an excellent and wise person.
你的生命一直一直在往上走的时候
，You climb up.
你的嘴巴没有证明你。
Your lip does not
是你的生命证明了你。
It is your life.
你是不是一个荣耀神的人
？Are you a person who glorifies God?
是不是一个以神为乐的人
？Are you really a person rejoicing God?
如果是的话
，If yes,
那你就证明你自己是尊重上帝的人。
Then you prove yourself that you
一个尊重上帝的人
，a person who put God first.
神一定会让大多数的人去尊重他。
God will also let other people,
不要自欺。
Majority people to
神是轻慢不得的。
God is not.
我们一定会收我们所种的。
We will reap. We will reap what we sow.
今天人生的困难在我们面前。
In our
有一些困难的处境。
We have some difficult situations.
请不要怪罪别人。
Please do not blame people.
那些站出来为自己说话的人。
Those who speak out for themselves.
他可以选择很多的真理告诉你。
They will choose.
按照十诫
，According to the Ten Commandments，
你给的出来的话语必须是全部的真实。
Okay, the words coming out of your mouth must be 100% true.
百分之百。
Must be 100%.
不是选择有利于自己的。
It's not choose only those.
所以按照这一句话的要求标准，十诫的标准的话，你就违背了十诫，不可做假见证。
You will be
你听信了魔鬼的话。
You buy in the lies of the Satan.
哪里有纷争？
There is strife.
哪里就有属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。这样的智慧不是从上头来的。根据雅各书，上头来的智慧是清洁的、干干净净的、使人和平的、是良善的、是能够造就人的、是能够造就自己的、是能够荣耀神的。但愿我们每一个人都选择顺服神、敬畏神。我们一起来祷告。爱我们的天父，
our gracious Heavenly Father,
我们呼求你的名。
We call out your name,
因为我们看重我们的身份。
Because we treasure our
name. 我们是君尊的祭司，我们是圣洁的国民，我们是属神的选民。
We are chosen by you. We are holy priesthood, holy kingdom, priesthood.
我们是你自己所呼召出来，是你的教会。
We are called by you to become your church.
没有人可以说他是教会。
No one say he is church.
没有人可以说他是真理。
No one say he is true.
因为主耶稣只有你是真理，只有你是道路，只有你是生命。
Only you are the truth and alive.
求我们的父神，让我们看见耶稣死在十字架上的意义。
So, Father, let us clear understand the meaning.
求主让我们生命里面真的是跟耶稣基督同钉十字架，同复活。
So let us die with Christ and resurrect with Christ.
使我们的生命不再一样。
So our life is not the same.
使我们生命真的是一个有智慧，但是是卓越美德，能够荣耀你的人。
So our life is excellent and wise to glorify you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。中文的会众，请你唱中文。English speaking people, you can sing in English.
cannot be mocked.
我最后想要请我们执事会的主席，是不是在我们当中？
好，
我们请主席弟兄上台来，代表我们所有的会众。
The chair of the deacon board to represent our congregation.
我们来向神献上，真的是从我们心里面发出的祷告。
We'll submit to our God the prayer from our heart.
让我们不把任何人当我们的神。
We do not choose any person be our idol.
我常常跟我在中国做培训，跟我要做我门徒人，帮我拎公司包的，拥护我的人多得很。
In my ministry in China, many who wants to follow me.
我在这个教会讲完道，就马上有人来问我。
After I finish our sermon in the church,
你下礼拜天在哪里讲道？
Teacher, we're going to preach next week.
哦，我说我在西边。
I'll be in the west.
几点？
What time?
我说你干嘛？
What do you want to do?
哎，我去听你讲。
I wanted to hear.
我说不用。
I said no.
我说如果你选择跟我的话，
If you want to choose me to follow me,
我失败了。
I failed.
我是世界上最失败的传道人。
I failed.
因为我没有把你完完全全引到基督面前。
Because I did not lead you.
我把你引到我的面前。
But it's to me.
请你注意。
Please watch.
让我们选择不跟从任何人。
Let me choose not any person.
让我们选择跟从主。
Let me choose following Christ.
主的话语透过近前人来告诉我们。
The word of the Lord tells us.
我们感恩的领受。
We receive with thanksgiving.
如果你听传讲的道，
If the message from my word
是很好，
It's good.
那你就去领受，你就去操练。
Then receive and train yourself.
那你回头看我，竟然这个品德那么糟糕。
Then if you look upon me, oh, in my bad attitudes, I lose temper.
哦，看我要钱， 要名，要利。
I like reputation.
那我讲神的话，你去遵守。
But I say the word of God. Please obey the word of God.
我的生命，我的行为，你不要效法。
My life, my behavior, do not.
因为我是有五千两的法利赛人。
Because I'm a 5,000 Pharisee.
我传讲神的话。
I say the word of God.
你跟随神的话。
You follow the word of God.
你不要跟随我的
生命。Do not follow me.
因为你跟随我的生命，到不了基督的面前。
Because if you follow me, you'll never get to Christ.
求主让我们真的在这个末后的时代，
Please God, in this,
不要中了魔鬼撒旦的诡计。
We do not fall into enticing.
我们要有真理来破除谎言。
We need to use truth to discern.
求主帮助我们。
Let God help us.
求主让我们大家都有这样的心智。
That all have the heart. That
让执事会主席弟兄来代表我们向神发出这样的呼吁、呼求、恳求主来救我们。只有真理，单单真理。
Let the chair of the deacon represent the whole congregation. Cry out to God, only the truth.
Let's all pray together.
We pray.
亲爱主，亲爱的神。
Dear Jesus, dear Lord.
我们终于看到了你的存在。
We finally see your presence.
主啊，你与我们这个教会同在。
Lord, you be with our church.
主啊，我们在追寻你的过程当中。
Lord, in our seeking you.
我们有过我们的怀疑。
We have our doubts.
我们有过我们的不安。
We have our uncertainty.
主啊，你一次又一次的向我们证明。
But one after another time, show to us.
主啊，你与这个教会同在。
Lord, you be with our church.
主啊，今天在这个你的殿堂里。
Lord, in your sanctuary today.
主啊，你又一次非常有力的向我们证明。
Lord, once again, you show us yourself.
主啊，你与我们同在。
You be with us.
你与这个教会同在。
You be this church.
你派你的仆人。
You send your servant.
到我们当中。
To be among our midst.
拨开了我们眼前的迷雾。
Tear away all blind spots.
用你的话语。
Use your word.
如两刃的利剑。
As a double-edged sword.
抛开我们的内心。
Discern our heart.
让我们看到从你而来的光明。
We see the light from you.
在你的大光面前。
In a bright light.
主啊，让我们看到我们自己如何的渺小。
So we see how small we are.
主啊，让我们意识到。虽然我们是你不配的罪人，
Even we are unworthy sinners,
主啊，我们却蒙你的爱。
Lord, we have your love.
主啊，真是感谢你与我们同在。
Oh, thank you, be with us.
感谢你给我们带来这样丰丰富富的恩典。
We thank you, give us abundant grace.
主啊，感谢你一次又一次的不离弃我们。
We thank you, never forsake us.
主啊，我们是一群蒙福的人。
Nor will a people have been.
我们一次又一次的感到你的大爱。
Again and again, we feel your great love.
我们为这样丰丰富富的恩典向你感谢。
We thank you for the abundant grace.
主啊，我们感谢你今天让我们弟兄姐妹从内心里又一次的明白。
Oh, we thank you that our brother and sister in our heart we discern.
主啊，我们抛开眼前的迷雾。
Throw away the blind sight.
抛开我们眼前的是是非非。
Throw away all those worldly things.
抛开我们自己内心的骄傲。
Throw away our pride.
抛开我们自己内心的自义。
Throw our self-righteousness.
主啊，我们眼，
Lord,
我们把我们的眼睛抬起来。
We lift up our eyes.
我们单单寻求你。
We seek you alone.
主啊，我们寻求你的帮助。
Lord, we seek your help.
我们寻求你在我们教会做主做王。
We seek your reign in this church.
主啊，我们因为我们知道。
Lord, because we know.
主啊，只有你是最终能够带领我们教会往前走。
Only you alone will lead this church forward.
主啊，为这样丰丰富富的指引。向你献上我们的感谢。
We give our thanks.
主啊，你又一次通过你仆人的口，
Lord, once again, through the words of your servant,
再一次非常有力地提醒我们弟兄姐妹，
Remind us,
让我们 practice God's presence,
让我们再一次地体验到神的同在。
主啊，让我们抛弃我们自己，
Lord, let us throw away ourselves,
来到神的面前，
come before you,
不用我们属世的智慧，
not using the wisdom of this world,
不用我们属世的眼光，
not the eyesight of this world,
我们跟神这样说，
we say to our God,
我们的神啊，
our God,
我们没有任何的能力，
we have no ability,
我们来到你的面前，
we come before you,
主啊，我们什么都不配。
We are unworthy of anything.
我们是什么都不配的罪人。
We are unworthy of anything, a sinner.
我们求你来带领我们。
We beg you to lead us.
求你带领我们出迷雾。
We beg you to lead us out of this uncertainty.
来奔走那属光明的道路。
We are on a pilgrimage of the spiritual journey.
主啊，你是医治的主。
Lord, you are God who heals.
主啊，你在圣经里向我们应许。
In the Bible, it promises.
主啊，我们抛开我们的内心，
as long as we let down our own selves,
来到你的面前，
come before you,
真心的向你祈求，
call out to you earnestly.
主啊，你就丰丰富富的加给我们。
Lord, you bestow upon us.
主啊，你今天又一次证明了你的应许。
Today, you manifest yourself again.
主啊，你今天又一次借着仆人的口。
Again, through the word of your.
坚定我们弟兄姐妹的信心。
Firm our hearts.
让我们两眼定睛朝前看，
Let our two eyes focus on you,
让神州基督教会
the China Grace Church,
通过我们弟兄姐妹
through our brothers and sisters,
向世人证明
testify to the world,
我们是世上的光，我们是世上的盐，
we are the light of this world, we are the salt of this world,
我们是主耶稣基督的门徒。
We are disciples of Jesus Christ.
在神州基督教会，
In China Grace Church,
我们有爱，
We have love.
有一颗追求神的心，
We have desire seeking God.
有一颗建造我们教会的心，
We are hard to build ourselves up.
主啊，真是感谢你给我们这样的机会。
Lord, we give you thank you for this opportunity.
主啊，请你带领我们的弟兄姐妹。
Oh Lord, lead us, we promise.
用你的医治的大手。
Use your healing mighty hands.
抹去我们内心的伤痛。
Heal the hearts, the hurt of our hearts.
抹去我们在滴血的内心。
Of the hearts who cry out.
主啊，让你的安慰。
Let your comfort.
让你属灵的食粮，
the spiritual food,
流如涓涓的细流，
it's like rain,
流入我们干渴痛苦的内心，
shower our hearts who are dry,
让我们知道，
let us know,
你永远与我们同在。
we'll be whatsoever.
主啊，这是何等的安慰。
what a comfort this is.
这是何等的恩典。
what a grace this is.
主啊，感谢你让我们弟兄姐妹又一次能够清清楚楚地看到。
Oh, thank you that our brothers once again be able to see clearly.
主啊，我们真是感谢你。
We thank you.
让你的恩典
That your grace,
时时刻刻与我们同在。
That be with us all the time.
主啊，求你继续带领恩待这个教会。
Oh Lord, continue to have grace on this church.
主啊，也求你继续的磨练我们。
We pray that you continue to shape us.
求你继续塑造我们。
Mold us.
让我们成为神合用的器皿。主啊，让我们能够最终有一天回到天家的时候，我们能够问心无愧地来到神的面前，来领神的奖赏。这是我们属神的人最终的奖赏。世间的一切都会过去。
Things in this world will pass by.
神的话会存到永永远远。
The word of the Lord will be forever.
这是我们每一个爱神的弟兄姐妹。
This is every one of us who love the Lord.
内心最终的盼望。
It's the ultimate hope.
愿我们的祷告。
Let our prayers.
变成馨香的器皿。
Let aromatic.
达到神的面前。
Ascend to you.
主啊，我们弟兄姐妹再一次来到你的面前。
As we come before you.
在过去的日子当中
in the days past,
主啊我们做的不够的地方
things we do not,
我们有亏欠你的地方
something we short of you,
我们有亏欠我们弟兄姐妹的地方
we short of our brothers and sisters,
主啊请你原谅
Lord, we ask you to forgiveness.
主啊也请你让我们弟兄姐妹互相原谅
we also allow us to forgive one another.
因为主耶稣基督因为在爱里面已经原谅我们
because Christ has, forgive us in his love.
主啊，这都是因为有了你，我们才能搁弃前嫌，我们走到一起，我们来爱我们不喜欢的人，因为主你先爱了我们，因为起初我们就不讨你的喜悦，但是你还是爱了我们，正因为你的爱，我们也做舍己的献上，我们爱我们的弟兄姐妹，爱我们犯了罪的弟兄姐妹，我们要帮助我们的弟兄姐妹，让主耶稣基督的大爱从我们内心流出来。